This is Eddie Hyatt. Welcome to the Awakening Podcast. I'm so glad you joined me today. We are continuing our theme of the power of real revival. My friends, real revival will transform lives. It will transform culture. And oh, how we need real revival in America, in Canada, in Ireland, in England, you know, and India, Uganda, Kenya, wherever you're listening today, Pakistan. Oh, how we need real revival. Not something that is worked up, but something that is prayed down. And I'll tell you something, a revival that is prayed down is not dependent upon a certain evangelist. It's not dependent upon a certain musical group. A revival that is prayed down comes down from God out of heaven, oh, and touches lives regardless of what kind of preaching you have. You may not even have any preaching. You may not even have any singing. You know, the great Azusa Street Revival, in the beginning of that revival, they had no musicians. And even Frank Bartleman, who was a participant and wrote up about it, there's a book called The Azusa Street Revival, he said, we didn't even feel a need for musicians. You know, they would often, the congregation would break out singing a cappella, singing without any musical instruments. My point I'm making, now, I love musical instruments. I am a musician and I love music. It offers a great way for us to express ourselves to God. But we must not equate revival or worship with music and singing. That is a great mistake today. No, 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 no. Revival, real revival comes down in answer to prayer. And it reminds me, a bit of years ago, I lived in Canada and I was talking to a young man and he was telling us about a powerful revival. He went to a Pentecostal church in the town, one that I did not go to, but he was telling me about what's a powerful revival, and this is in Canada, and he was telling me they had an evangelist that had come up from, I believe, the state of Georgia, and had preached there, I think, for a couple of weeks, and he was telling me all that happened, and he was so excited, but then all of a sudden, his countenance dropped and became crestfallen, almost like a shadow came over his face, and then he said, but the bottom fell out when the evangelist left. The bottom fell out when the evangelist left. Now, he didn't go on to explain. I didn't ask what he meant by that, but it sounded like there were some things not very good that happened after the evangelist. But I thought to myself, I didn't say this to him because I did not want to discourage him or anything, but I thought to myself, that sounds like a revival that was worked up rather than one that was prayed down. And oh, my friends, how we need revival that has been prayed down. And the scriptures that we are using, the Old Testament passage is Psalm 84:6, that says, it's a prayer, it says, will you not revive us again? See, it's a prayer to God. Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? And let's pause and pray that prayer right now. Lord, would you revive us again? Would you revive the church in America again? Would you revive the church in Canada, in Ireland, in England, in Uganda, in Kenya, in the islands of the sea, the nations of the world? Lord, would you revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? And then the other passage that we're using is Acts chapter 3, verse 19. Where Peter preaching to God's people, God's covenant people, Jewish people, they're shortly after the day of Pentecost, and he says to them, repent and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. Times of refreshing. See, that's revival. See, revival, as I've said before, and I'll say it again, is not evangelism. It's not for the unsaved, it's not for the world, it's for God's people. Now, it will result in evangelism, because when revival comes, when people are revived, they want to talk, they have an inward motivation and desire to tell people about Jesus. But revival is for a feckless and powerless church that has put its emphasis on outward rituals and programs and formalities, and has lost the life and power of the Holy Spirit. And so revival is God breathing new life into His people, new life into His church. And I was talking last week about a revival. This was in the very early 1970s when I had recommitted my life to Jesus. And I was telling you about this one night when it was after 10 o'clock. And we thought the service was over, but nobody wanted to leave because there was such a sense that God was there and that He wasn't through, that even though the pastor gave the benediction and sat down, nobody moved. And then the front door opened. And for the next 2 hours, a string, a procession of people coming in, not one right after another, but a staggered procession of people coming in. And over the next 2 hours, at least 17 people between 10 o'clock and midnight gave their lives to Jesus Christ in the midst of much rejoicing and praising God. Actually, that meeting lasted until 1 o'clock in the morning, and nobody felt dragged out because nobody was forced to stay. It wasn't a meeting that was dragged on. It was a meeting, and my friends, when you're in the real presence of God, people don't want to leave, and that's what that situation was. Now, most of the people, I would say all of them that got saved that night were teenagers, anywhere from 16, 17, 18, maybe up to 20 years old. And that church did not have any formal youth group. But my friends, all of a sudden, revival has touched the old, they've touched the young. You know, when God pours out His Holy Spirit, He doesn't show any favorites, as it says in Acts chapter 2:17, where God said, and this is revival, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, your sons and your daughters. Doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman, your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams, your young men will see visions. Won't matter if you're young or old, don't matter if you're a boy or girl, man or woman. And on my servants and my handmaidens, literally the Greek says, my men slaves and my women slaves. In other words, the lowliest of society. Doesn't matter what kind of house you live in. God doesn't care. He looks at the heart. So on all segments of society and on all races and young and old and men and women, God will be pouring out His Spirit. And so God was pouring out His Spirit upon the youth. And it wasn't announced as a youth revival, but when God pours out His Spirit, everybody gets touched. And so the youth were alive, and they were and motivated, and they wanted to pray. They wanted to talk about Jesus. And I'll never forget, and I'm telling you this story to give you an example of revival. Some of the youth got together because the church had no youth pastor. They had no appointed youth leader, no youth ministry. But when God pours out His Spirit, He's not dependent on all of these institutional things that sometimes we think are so important. And some of these youth got together to spend a night on the lake. Now, there was called Patmaid's Lake, and it's a real recreational area, and especially in the summer, there are people there with their RVs and their boats, and there are camping areas around this lake. And so, now you can imagine some young men, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20 years old, and you know, maybe 15, 16, maybe as many as 20 of them get together and spend the night on the lake. And even traditionally conventional Christian ones, you might imagine kind of the antics they might, mischief they might be into. Oh, my friends, but not in revival. I think it was about 9 o'clock at night. I know it was dark, might have even been later. I decided I would go over to the lake and see how they were doing. Now, I didn't know exactly where they were camping out. I had kind of a general idea. So I decided to drive and see where I could see if I could find them. And I had my windows down. And I'm driving around these areas where there's all these campers. And I see flickering lights with people and they have their boats and their campfires and grills and so on. And they have their campers and so on. And I'm driving slowly around. And I hear this loud praying, And I think that has to be them. And I followed the sound of prayer. And I found them, and there they were. And so I spent an hour with them, sharing with them and praying with them. And so I think I left there probably 10 or 11 o'clock. And I remember driving away. And as I'm driving away, I can hear their shouts and their cries and their prayers going up to God. And I'm driving around and I'm passing the RVs and so on. And I'm thinking, these people must think that that is the strangest bunch of teenagers they have ever seen. And they spent the entire night in prayer. They didn't need a chaperone. They were chaperoned by the Almighty God Himself and the Holy Spirit. But my friends, this is what happens in real revival. And oh, how we need real revival today. Not just some exciting event that is gotten up by an entertaining speaker and some good musicians. Thank God for all of that. But my friends, we need revival that the psalmist prayed and said, oh God, will you not revive us again? We need what Peter spoke about when he talked about that God, if we met certain conditions, that times of refreshing would come. Where? From some evangelist? No. But times of refreshing would come from the presence of the Lord. I pray that for you right now. I pray that real revival and times of refreshing will come to you, to your family, to your home, to your church, to your community. Times of refreshing from the presence of the Lord. I'm Eddie Hyatt. If you'd like the free book I'm offering this week, Revival Fire, go to my website. It's for sale there in the bookstore, but I'm offering it free this week for everyone who requests it. Just send me an email. And if you go to my website, eddiehyatt.com, there on the homepage, you will see my email, dreddiehyatt@gmail.com. And if you'll just send me an email and say, I would like the book, Revival Fire, I will send you a free copy, postage paid, as long as it's in the United States. Now, if you live in Canada or Uganda or some other country, I'll send you a digital copy. I will attach it to an email and send it to you. And so I look forward to seeing you tomorrow as we continue our series on the power of real revival. God bless.